Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shuvim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, taking a look at analyzing the second Mishnah in the 13th Perek, which is together with the first Mishnah. And at the end of that Mishnah, we have the passage Perashu Mincha Shel Esronim. If you said that I'm going to bring a mincha of a certain amount of esronim and you don't know how many it is, Chachamim say you bring 60, and Rabbi says you bring 60 factorial. Tana Rabbanan, Pirashi mincha bekavati bikli achad shel esronim v'ani yodea ma pirashi. So this braita adds one more piece to the puzzle, which is that if you explicated how much and you said it was going to be in one kli, then yavim mincha shel shishim esronim, you bring 60. Divrei Chachamim, Rabbi Amar, yavim anachot shel esronim yachad v'yad shishim. Again, Rabbi says 60 factorial. Shen elef u'shmona me'otu shloshim, which is 1,830. Rabbi did not do the math for us in the Mishnah. Perashtiv, eni yodea ma perashtiv, ezo man perashtiv, eni yodea kama perashtiv. There aren't three questions here, there's two. Ma perashtiv is a topic sentence, meaning I don't know which kind of mincha, nor how many isronot. Then yavi chamesh menachot shel shishim shishim esronim shen shlosh me'ot divrei chachamim. So chachamim simply say what we ruled on earlier and multiply that by five, the five different kinds of menachot, and 60 esronot, a total of 300. Rabbi Omer yavi chamesh menachot shel shishim esronim me'achad ve'ad shishim. Rabbi says you have to bring 5 times 60 factorial shen tishat alafim u'me'ah v'chamishim, 9,150, which is simply the 18,30 that we had times 5. Now, b'may kami palgi, where do Rabbi and Chachamim disagree on how to deal with this unknown number? Amar Rav Chista, motar lachnis chulin lazara kami palgi. They simply disagree about whether you can bring chulin into the azara. Rabbi savar asur lachnis chulin lazara. Rabbi says you can't do so. So therefore, you have to bring all of these menachot, and in each case say, if this is the one I committed to, it is. If not, then it's an indava. The Rabbanan say, you're allowed to, so you can say, however much of this was my obligation is my obligation. And then you can, at the point, designate the rest to be nedavah. Rav Amar, everybody agrees you can't bring chulin lazara. It was kind of a strange suggestion on Chista's part. Their disagreement is, can you mix a chova, which is whatever number you really committed to, with an edava, which is everything else? Rabbanan say mutar l'rev chova ben edava. Rabbanan say you may. Rabbi Saba asur l'rev chova ben edava. So my Abaye l'Rava. So Abaye turns to Rava and says, the Rabbanan da'ami mutar l'rev chova ben edava. According to you, Rabbanan say you're allowed to mix them. Ha'abayinan shnei kmatzim, but you have to do two kmatzim, one from the chova, which is whatever number it really was, and one from the edava, which is whatever's left. How do you solve that? The kamitz vada kamitz. The answer is you take two kmitzot. Vako kamitz michova and nedava minedava chova. But now you're taking from one section that may be the chova to cover the nedava and vice versa. The answer is the tali lebedat kohen. What you do is you say, I'm putting this dependent on whatever the kohen does. Damar kol heicha demate yad de kohen hashta chova l'vasof nedava. Whatever the kohen takes first, that area is the chova section. Whatever he takes at the end, that's the nedava. So whatever he takes from the beginning, let's say I had really committed to 45, that's going to cover the 45. And whatever he takes at the end, that second one will be nedava. But we're not done with the problem. Akturi hechem akhtar. How can you burn these two kmatzim? Liktar nedava bereisha. If you burn the nedava first, the chova hechem akhtar, you can't burn the chova. Why? Dilma kula chovahi. Maybe the entire thing was a chova. Maybe he committed to 60. And now what you have is your chovah of 60 minus what you already took out for what you thought was the nedava, which means some of the shirayim are missing. And what did we learn way back at the beginning of Masachet? Marmar shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara in maktir komatzalayan. If something is missing after you took the kmitza, before you burned it, and something then was missing from the shirayim, that something fell out, you cannot do the burning of the kmitza. So now you can't burn the nedava first because then the chovah can't be burnt. So liktar chova bereisha. What about burning the chova part first? Davah hechem akhtala. Then you can't burn the nedava afterwards. Why? Dilma kula chovahi. Again, the problem is all 60 might have been a chova, meaning that the one you already put up was the chova. V'chol shumenu la'ishi mariyu baltaktiru. We have a general rule, which is anything that has a part that goes la'ishim, the rest may not be burnt. So you can't burn the second kometz, which is why this whole contingency kometz doesn't work. You know, Rav Shimon Pazi, we always have Rabbi Eliezer to rely on. The Masiklu Lushum Eitzim, you put the other comets there, not as a comets, but as fuel. Rabbi Eliezer, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, in the Isur Baltaktiru, lo yalu l'reach nichoach. L'reach nichoach hi atamala. You can't put it up there as a korban, aval atamala l'shubaytzim. You can put it up there as fuel, and that's the condition you make. If this is really, if the entire thing was a chova, and this is really now the second part of it, I'm not putting up there as a korban, but rather as fuel. So he asked Ravashi, who says the machloket is whether you can mix chovah and dava, as you posited? Maybe everybody agrees you're allowed to mix it. Maybe the entire machloket is whether to accept Rabbi Eliezer and allow for putting up the shirayim as fuel. The Rabbanan say that fix will work, and therefore you could do one thing of 60 and make the condition. Rebbe late later Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe says there's no way to do that, so you have to bring 60 separate ones. So Amar Lei, so Ravashi answered back, the Isaka Daitach, the Rebbe Mutar, the Rebbe Chovam and Dava. You think that Rebbe says you can mix Chovam and Dava, and his only problem is with Rebbe Lezer lately, he just doesn't accept Rebbe Lezer's loophole, as it were. So if Shar Demaiti Shitin, Bechad Mana, Bechad, Bechad Mana, then all you have to do is bring 60 and a 1. Umagalohud Vakamits, and touch them together, and take one Kamitsa, and you got no problems. And that way, whatever number it really was, you're good to go. And then you put the one komets up there, and there's no second komets. So that can't be the issue. Rav Amar Dechuli Am Mutar L'Rev Chovah Ben Dava. He disagrees, says, everybody agrees you may mix Chovah Ben Dava. Dechuli Am Ha'it Luhu Rabbi Eliezer. Everybody agrees Rabbi Eliezer's loophole works. V'hacha Pluta Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Rabbanan Kami Palgi. They have a much more fundamental disagreement, which is how much oil goes in. None. Afilu Mincha Shal Shishim Yisaron Noten La Shishim Log. The position of Chachamim is one log per Yisaron. You got five. You got five Lugim. You got 60. You got 60 Lugim. One log for one mincha, depending, regardless of how big the mincha is. Shemar l'mincha, v'log shaman, a pasuk in the log shaman of the mitzvah is inferred, and something we dealt with not long ago. Rabban Yaakov's opinion is that teaches that it was one log of shaman per mincha. So Rabbanan Savri, Kirabbanan, that's the Rabbanan hold like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore say it's always going to be one lug per Isaron. So however many you put in, whatever part is chovah, whatever part is davan dava, you can mix chovah and dava, and you can use Rabbi Elazar's solution for the second comments. Da'amri, shishim log, v'chol chad v'chad, Isaron luga, shkashakil. Rabbi Savar Kovaz ben Yaakov, Rabbi must hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, damar, ein la ela luga, it only has one log. We don't know if there's only one mincha here of 60, because that you might have said 60. Or maybe there's two minachot here, or 40 and a 20, or a 3 and a 57. You have to put two luginin, and therefore you have to bring 60 separate minachot, one of each different amount. Now, Ravashi Amar, he says, Bekatan ve'vigadol k'mipalgi. Their disagreement is something else, which we are going to encounter later on, which is if you commit to bringing a small korban, can you bring a larger korban? Rabbanan Savi Katan Gadol Yatsa, as we're going to see later on, if you commit to bringing, let's say, a calf, and you bring a bull, Rabbanan say Yatsa, Rebbe Savar Lo Yatsa, and Rebbe later on says that Lo Yatsa, which means that the same thing applies here. If I committed to bring, and the reality is I said I'm going to bring 25 Yisaron. So according to Rabbanan, I can bring 60. I can voluntarily add to it. So I don't know what it was, I bring the top amount. Rebbe says, I can't, so I have to bring each one of the possible amounts, one all the way through 60. V'ayiflugu b'achad hazimna, but they already had that disagreement, as I already mentioned. Did none, katan v'vigadol yatsa, v'l'erbi yamrelo yatsa. We're going to see that very soon. So the answer is tricha. We need both machlokot, both Rebbe and Chachamim disagreeing about a mincha, and also about the animals. Ditmar b'ha, if we only had our case, b'ha kam rabbanan, we'd say the rabbanan here say it's okay, mishum d'idi v'idi kometsu. Either way, it's one kometz that's going on the Mizbeach. Well, hatam the kanafishi imurin, but there where you have a bull which has much bigger fats and things that go on the Mizbeach, it made a little Rebbe. Maybe they agree with Rebbe that you got to bring what you said. Vitmar Bahi, and if we only have the machloket there, there's a typical srichuta flip. Bahi kama Rebbe. Rebbe says, in the case of the animals, that it's invalid because it's a much bigger piece you're putting on the Mizbeach. Maybe here he agrees with the Rabbanan that one kometz is one kometz, and whatever's left over doesn't make a difference. Tzricha, therefore we need both. Okay. Now, in the next Mishnah, and from here on for a little while, we're going to deal with how to interpret different obligations that a person takes on, meaning how to interpret his neder. Harei alai etzim. If a person says, I'm going to bring etzim, lo yifchot mishnei gzirin, you have to bring two boards minimum. Livona, if you commit to bring a Livona and don't explicate how much, lo yifchot mi komets, you have to bring at least one komets. Now, parenthetically, and we saw this at the beginning of the Masechet, Chamisha Kmatzimim, there are five halachot where komets plays in. First of all, Re'er Olai Livona, lo yifchot mi komets, our halacha. Second of all, Haminadev Mincha, Yavima Komets Livona. If you volunteer to bring a Mincha, you are obligated now to bring a Komets of Livona with it. Hamaleta Komets Bachutz, the shear of Ma'ale Bachutz, of bringing it outside of the Mikdash, for Chiyuv is Komets. Shnei Bazikin, Tu'unin Shnei Kmatzim, and the other two are the two Kmatzim of Livona that have to go into the Bazikin with the Lechma Panim. Okay, Arei Alai Zahav. If you say, I'm committing to bring Zahav, lo yifchot mi dinar Zahav. You have to bring at least one dinar of Zahav, meaning it's a coin. Kesef, you say Kesef, lo yifchot mi dinar Kesef, which is 1/25 of that. Nechoshet, if you commit to bring Nechoshet, you can't just bring a little pruta, a little copper coin. Lo yifchot mi ma'a Kesef. You have to bring one ma'a of Kesef worth of prutot. Pirashtiv, any of them are Pirashtiv. He said, I committed to bringing some money and I don't know how much. They bring and they pile it on until you say, no, I didn't have that much in mind, and that's where you stop. All right, let's look at all of these things. The first thing is 18. Eitzim. Tanu Rabbanan. In the introduction of Korban Mincha, it uses the word Korban Mincha. The word Korban is extra. So you could bring your other things. What are they? Eitzim. Bekama, what's the minimum? Shnei Gzirin. How do I know that? Chenu Omer. In Nehemiah, we talk about the donations to the second mikdash. Goralati palnu al kurban ha etzim, etzim in the plural. So therefore, you say the minimum is two. Rabbi Omer etzim korbanhem. He says no, etzim is not just something you donate; it really is a korban. Therefore, ta'unin tunin melach. You have to put salt on them. Utuunin hagasha, and they need hagasha. You need to touch them to the mizbeach before offering them up, like a mincha. Maravla divrei Rabbi etzim tunin kmitza. Very strange. You have to do kmitza, like peel some bark off. You also have to put etzim under them to burn them. They can't be the base fuel. They have to be burned on top like a korban. Okay, now levona. What's minal? And how do we know that? In the avodah of the mincha, in Torah mincha, in Parshat Tzav, it says that the Kohen will lift up bikumtso with his fingers, claps together, and from the flour, and the levona, makish levona lo hamad de mincha. It compares the levona with what you lift off the mincha. Mara de mincha komets. What do you lift off the mincha? A komets. Off the levona, nami komets. So the levona is also a shear of komets. That's the default baseline shear of levona. Tana rabbanan. Harei alai la mizbeach. If you say I'm accepting myself to bring something to the mizbeach, that which goes to the mizbeach, yavi levona. So what is he committing to? Levona. Why? There's only one thing that goes totally, fully, 100% on his back, and that's levona. Perashti. If you say, I committed, but I don't know what I committed to, then you got to bring everything that goes on the mizbeach, even not purely, which is everything else. You bring a mincha, komets goes to the mizbeach, the grain not, etc. So, but if you said la mizbeach and you didn't explicate anything, then you bring in levona. If you say I explicated but I don't remember what I said, then you got to bring every possible thing go on the mizbeach. V'tuleika, are there no other things that go fully, purely on the mizbeach besides levona? Ika ola. The answer is ika ora la kohanim. The kohanim get the pelts. Va'ika ola ta'of. The ola ta'of, there's no pelts. The answer is ika mur avenotza. There's the esophagus and the feathers that get thrown away. Vayikan nesachim, right? The wine offering. Now the shitinazi, those go down the tubes. They don't go on the mizbeach. Vayikan minchat nesachim. We have the minchat nesachim. So kivan deikan minchat daachli kohanim mina lo psikole. They didn't want to say mincha because most minachot are eaten by the kohanim, so they didn't want to get into a category where some yes, some not. Levona is always 100% on the mizbeach, on the fire, not anywhere else, and not to anyone else. Okay, Harei Alai Zahav, the Mishnah said, Levchot mi dinar Zahav, Adilma Nascha, maybe it's just a piece of gold, a chunk of gold. Relazud Amar Matbea. So the case is where the guy didn't just say Zahav, he said Matbea Zahav, a coin. Adilma Priti, so maybe it's little gold coins. Papa Priti, the Zahav, the Lav Dinshi, people don't mint little gold coins. Kasef, Loivchot mi dinar, same thing with Dilma Nascha, Relazud Amar Matbea. Again, the same answer, you said Matbea, a coin. Vidilma priti, again, maybe it is coins. In a place where they don't have many silver coins, then maybe and coins are mainly copper, then a kasef is a dinar, which is a larger coin. And so, of course, if it's a place where they commonly use small silver coins, then we'll interpret it differently. So, in other words, all of these things are interpretations based on the common usage. Now, nechoshet lo yifchot mima'a kesef, the tanya, v'lozman Yaakov mer lo yifchot mitzinur ha'ktana shel nechoshet. He says, you don't have to bring a particular coins. You can bring a small little fork made out of copper. L'may chazi, what avodah in the mikdash is it used for? After all, you don't need to the mikdash. Rabbi yishem chatatin ba ptilot. They're able to grab the ptilot from the menorah. After they're used, v'mekanchin ba neirot. They're able to clean out the neirot also. So it's used for hatavat neirot, for cleaning out the menorah. Now, if you said barzel, tanya chimamrim lo yifchot b'klaya orev. Klaya orev is some sort of a piece, Rashi explains, that they would put on the top of the mikdash, because everything else is open air, and there's lots of animal smells coming up from there, and therefore buzzards would come, and ravens, and all sorts of other predatory birds would come. So they'd put these things on top of the mikdash that would keep the birds from settling in. And evidently, Amar Yosef Amal Amah, they were one Amah by one Amah, with things rising from them that were sharp, and some way to keep them from there. So, Ika da Amri lo yifchot mi amal amal, lo maichaz, Rabbi Yosef the klaya orev. Either they said you have to bring the amount for klaya orev, and Rabbi Yosef said it's an amah by amah, or else they said you have to bring at least an amah by an amah of metal, of iron, and the reason for it is it's used for this klaya orev. Okay, next Mishnah. Hare alai yayin. If a person commits to bringing wine, lo yifchot mishlosha lugim, the minimum is 3 lugim, which of course is the minimum gift given with the nesachim of a keves. Shemen, what about oil? Lo yifchot milog. You bring one log, Rabbi Omer shlosha lugin. Rabbi says 3 lugin, and we'll look at their disagreement. Perashti, ve'eni odema perashti avi kiyo merube. If you said, I set an amount, I don't remember what it is, you bring like the most that's ever brought in one day, and we'll see what that is and how much that is. Okay, the Braita right away says, Ezrach, this is the Pasuk in the context of Parshat Nesachim. Melameh shenim nadvim yayin. This proves that not only do you bring wine as an obligation with the Korban, but you can also voluntarily bring it. Vechama, what's the minimum? Shlosha lugin, 3 lugin. Ryan Shim Ratzal Osif Yosif, how do I know that you can bring more than 3? Talmud Lomar, Yehiyah, it will be as he states it. Yachol Yifchot, I might think you could bring less than 3, like say I'm going to bring 2. Talmud Lomar Kacha. Kacha is always an ikuv. So the bottom line is 3. You could bring more. And early on we discussed how much more and how that plays out in the context of the 1 and the 2 and the 5 versus the 3, the 4, and the 6. Now, lo yifchot min log Rabbi Yomer Shlosha Lugin. Mayichem Halgi. What's the disagreement between Rabbi and Chachamim about the ability to bring 1 as opposed to 3 of Shemen? Amru Arbonu Kamei Rav Papa. So the students said to Rav Papa, they had a suggestion. They disagreed about how to deal with an inference. And the machloket, we've already seen this several times. Don mina umina means when you infer A from B, you bring everything from B over, and it sort of takes over the information of A. Don mina va'oki batra means you take whatever you need from B, but A maintains its own base of information. Let's see. Rabbanan Tzavi, don mina umina meaning, where do we learn that you could voluntarily bring a shemen from? Ma mincha min advim, just like you can voluntarily bring a mincha, a shemen amin advim, you could bring shemen. Umina, what do we infer from there? Ma mincha belog, a shemen belog, just a mincha, just as with a mincha, when you voluntarily bring a mincha, you bring one log shemen. Similarly, when you bring shemen on its own, you bring a log shemen, so the log comes over from minchat nedava to shemen itself. For Rebbe Savar, don mina va'oki batra. No, when you infer from somewhere, you only infer what's missing, and what you have there, you use. Ma mincha mitnadvin, Hashem mina mitnadvin. Again, you can voluntarily bring oil like you bring a mincha. Va'oki batra, and you use what you have locally. K'nesachim, just like nesachim. Ma nesachim shloshet lugin, Hashem mina mitnadvin lugin. Just like nesachim are 3 lugim, that's what we have in the context of wine. So shemen is also 3 lugim, because we don't find shemen coming independently in a mincha. So that's what the student said to Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa. Papa answered back, "In mincha gamer la Rebbe. If Rebbe would learn it from mincha, the kuli amar lo pligi don mina umina. Everybody would agree don mina umina, and you should have it be one. El Rebbe miyazrach gamer la. Rebbe learned the ability to voluntarily bring shemen not from minchat nedava, but rather from the word ezrach, which is in the parsha of Nesachim, which means there's only a possibility of 3 or more there. Rav Huna Bereidu, Rav Natan, Rav Papa. But one of the students said, Rav Papa, we matzi the Amar Hachi. How could you say that? Vatanya, we have a braita that says korban melamed avin shemen. So the word korban that earlier we saw taught us that you could voluntarily bring etzim also teaches that you could bring shemen. And v'kama shloshet lugin. And how much is three lugim? So who's the author of the three lugim? Rabbi, and what does Rabbi say? He says it not from Ezrach, but from Korban. So Rav Papa has to say, you're right, if you got a bright, there's nothing I can do about it. Evidently the students are right, and the issue is, don mina umina, don mina v'oki ba'atra. The last line in the Mishnah stated that if you explicated how many lugim you were going to bring, but you don't remember what number you said, then you bring kiyom merubeh. What's that? Tana kiyom tov harishon shochag shechal liyot b'shabbat. The first day, if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbat, you have the most menachot possible that are brought. We've already seen that number, and it's a total of 61 isaron. And if you take a look at the Perashat Shemot of the Rambam, he lays it out. You end up with 140 lugim of shemen that come along with it. And so that would be the amount that you would have to bring. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, Hare Alai Ola, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.